So I guess if I were going to do a survey question that said, what's your usual next therapy in a patient who responds to osimertinib with an EGFR mutation? And one of the answers was get a TPS level. If it's high, include a checkpoint inhibitor either alone or with chemotherapy. Would that be the wrong answer?
I think it would be the wrong answer. A lot of these EGFR patients will have low TPS levels, but some of them will have high. And what we've seen from each of those randomized trials looking at chemotherapy compared to PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitors is that the group of patients that really doesn't respond at all is the EGFR mutants. And I think that's probably representative also of the others like ALK and ROS and MET that weren't necessarily called out or included in these trials. There was just a meta-analysis of these different trials, like the OAK and CheckMate 057 and KEYNOTE-010. A meta-analysis was just published, kind of confirming that EGFR patients don't really benefit. And the frontline trials, like the KEYNOTE-024 trial that looked at chemo versus pembro, the KEYNOTE-026 trial, excuse me, and the other trial that looked at the pemetrexed pembrolizumab combo, those trials both excluded EGFR and ALK patients from even participating. So there won't be a subset analysis because there were no patients included.
And I know, actually, I think there was some data at ASCO looking at, we were talking about MET exon 14 also, but the same kind of phenomenon, not too much response.
Yeah.
What about the other genomic alterations you hear people talking about in non-small cell are HER2 mutations and RET rearrangements. Do you also, for those kinds of patients, delay checkpoint inhibitors or move that, treat them more like wild-type patients?
No, I do. I think they're all similar. When you have these driver mutations that's really defining the biology of the tumor is much more simplistic and it doesn't generate as many neoantigens as a wild type or potentially KRAS mutant tumor might. And so I think, you know, these patients are more rare, so we have less practical data from the immune therapy trials, but I think we're going to see the same pattern. Even BRAF, some people have wondered about that because, you know, BRAF patients typically do have a smoking history, but there was some data at World Lung showing that even BRAF patients don't respond to immune therapy. The biology is just different, even though the patient may have a history of smoking.